continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the pshat in Yerushalmi, that we have a miut of ktanim, that they can't be mafresh truma, not because they lack das, because then they wouldn't need a miut on cheresh and shote, but rather mitzat katnus and not mitzat chisaron and das. It's mashma in the Gemara that as far as das goes, a katan has das beseder. It's just you can't bring mafresh mitam acher. So we discussed in an earlier shiur the din of a goy. When does a goy become a gadol? When does a goy become a gadol? When he has das, when he's 13 years old. So again, we've been learning the shiurim of the shiur of Maran Hagoyim, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. This is in the Mishnas Rabbi Aaron in Maseches Ksubis, Simen Yud, Aaron Oschof Beis. Now the simanim are very long and complex, but if you do it tzibisluch tzibisluch, then very rewarding, little by little. Tafasta merubalot tafasta. So Rabban says as follows: V'nira, the din nachru emus hunasa gadol davar zeh tolui benidin didan. The din of a goy when he becomes a gadol is tolui in our shaila. In miyuta deishtim in mayit katan umiyuta ala das shelo she'ena chashuva das o she'etze mashe hu she'ena uish. Is the miut of katan that were mamayit a katan because he lacks das, the das of a katan is not halachically considered das, or that he's not an ish, that he's a katan, that's gorim his din? Is it a chisaron das, or is it the fact that he is not considered an ish? The explanation is that according to the first tzad, that when we're memayit a katan, it's because he doesn't have das. So we already explained in an earlier shiur, b'das harambam, that Yisrael and b'nei Noach are equal in their din of godless. We proved quite forcefully, decisively, I should better say, that by goyim and Jews, a gadol is a gadol of 13 for a boy and 12 for a girl. Ki are din das yesh gam b'bnei Noach u'ben Noach ha-shogeg b'achas mi-mitzvos of pater mi-onesh v'kach u'shiur shel ha-das b'ben Noach kamo b'Yisrael. So we learn in the Rambam that at what point you have godless? You have godless when you're 13. When you're 13, you're considered halachically to have das. If you hold that the miut of katan is that a katan doesn't have das, that means that when does a katan get his das? When he's 13. Because b'nei Noach also need das. A ben Noach who's shogeg in one of his mitzvahs is pater meonish. So he needs das in order to be chayiv. At what point does a goy get das? Why should it be any different than a Jew getting das? 13. And so the whole miut is das. A cotton's miut is because a cotton isn't considered a cotton. It's considered a cotton because he lacks proper das. And therefore the cutoff point is age 13. At 13 you get das, and that applies to both a Jew and a goy. So that's the shiur of das, age 13. And it has no shaychus to the halacha that shiurim that were given at Sinai weren't given to Bnei Noach. Because there has to be a shiur of das for Bnei Noach, right? Otherwise he can't be mechayiv them in averus. And we have no measure to measure if he has reached das. All you can do is go after Dinei Torah. That the meat of das that's necessary is totally begadlus. When you're a gadol, you get das. So the chazal made a general rule, or that chazal, halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, that 13, if you learn it's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, that 13 is the time for das, and Mimela Nachri is going to have das at 13. So this is all, and this again is based on what we explained in a previous shiur. that you're right, the shiurim of a guy are the shiurim halacha mashbisin only given to a Jew. But As Rav Aaron says, they have a din of godless and kadnus, but there's no shear of who's a godless and who's a kadn. The Rambam holds it can't be. For eiker din godless for kadnus who din das. She ma'ase she'ose kadnu ma'ase b'li das. For a godless ose ma'ase u'bidas. So the whole vort of a ma'ase of a godless and a kadn, the difference is whether it's done with das. So the moment you define a gadol is being 13, that means 13 is das, and that's going to apply to a goy equally as it applies to a Jew. So that's if you learn, as we learned in the Rambam, that the din of godless and katnus is totally in das. A kadin is a kadin because he lacks das. However, we saw differently in the Rashba. Avalafiat sad hasheni, dimi uta de katan, humitzad, sheeno ish, veeno talui bidas, kamoshit sidadnu bidas ha Rashba. According to the second sad, that a miut of katan is because he's not an ish, and it's not talui in das. That was the Rashba that we saw in a previous shiur. Chulin, Yud Beis Amid Beis. That the Rashba holds that a katan is a ben das. And that's why the Gemara says that a kod is not doing chalitza, it says ish in the parsha. But the Rashba says it's not memayit a kod nals das, because they do have das, because you see that if he's 9 or 10 he's been das, so then you would think that his chalitza could be a good chalitza. So you see it doesn't matter that he has das. So the fiat sad sheni, that the miyut of katan is mitzad she'eino ish, it's not because he lacks das like we said b'das harashba. If so, the godless and katnus b'dina Yisrael and din shel shiurim. So therefore, godless and katnus b'dinei Yisrael are dinim of shiurim, and shiurim were given to Moshe Mi-Sinai for Jews, not for Bnei Noach, according to the Rambam. It's not a din in shiur. It's a din in defining when you have proper das. So when you have proper das, it's going to apply equally to a goy or a Jew. So therefore, 13 and 12 are shiur for a goy and a Jew also, because that is according to the Rambam, their katnus and godless depends on das. But the Rashba tells us no. Katnus and godless aren't dependent on das. Katnus and godless are shiurim. Because even a katan has das. So it's not that when you become a gadol pitom you get das. Because even a katan has das, according to the Rashba. So what then is the shear of godless and katan? It's a regular shear. Then here you're chayiv, here you're not chayiv. So if that's so, that only applies to Jews, doesn't apply to goyim. The godless be Israel, Taya Bish, Velo Bedas, or Ashir Dir Gimelshan of Yomechel Shaykh Bibne Noach, Gamilach Tanish Ashur Mehmelach Moshe Misinai. Rabbi Urbezeborer, Even if it wouldn't be a shir halacha l'moshe m'sinai, still, you couldn't learn a goy from a Jew. Our age is 13, that's when we become a man. What does that have to do with a goy? Shekola musig shel ish, the whole musig of ish in the Torah is for a Jew, not for a goy. And in Shev Mitzvah Noch, there's no musig of ish. And they have a different gether. Their gether is Talei B'das. And the 13 years old of a Jew is not Talei B'das. It can't teach you anything about B'nai Noach. So B'nai Noach is going to have a different shear than a Jew. A Jew's going to be 13, a Ben Noach's going to be at a different time. A Ben Noach is going to be taller when he gets Das. And for a Jew, it's not about Das, it's about being an Ish, it's about being 13, it's about the Shir Malach al-Moshe Misinai. Hashti Ganu l'machoz chefzeinu. So now, this is Oschof Gimel of this Simon. Now we've reached our destination. You can say, if you're learning, if you're listening to this, you could say that there are well over 7 billion people in the world, and I'd be surprised if more than 500 people alive have learned this. So it's a big, big schus, a huge schus. So now we've reached our destination. L'havi es kushis atosis l'chal yishuv v'derech meruvachas. To answer the Kash of Tosfos. What was the Kash of Tosfos? That's a long, long time ago. That's at the beginning of the Siman. That it says in the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Ger Kot Matbil and Osal Das Bezdin. Why does Zakin Ladim Shaloi Befonav? And Tosfa says that this whole Geirus is the Rabbanan. Because if you're Matbil the Kotin, me din Zchia, so that's only a din the Rabbanan. Why? Because Midai Raisa, there's no Zchia. Not for a Kotin and not for a Goy. So the whole Geirus is only Midrabanan. Midaraisa, there is no Geirus for a cotton, because the cotton doesn't have Schia. But wait a second. It talks about in the Gemara in Reish Perek Sar or Amore, talks about Gezel Ager. And it said, talks there about a ger who's a cotton. Imein liish goel isha tatzarech lechazer acharav. Im yesh lo gwal aval cotton iya tatzarech lechazer acharav. You see, there's a concept of a cotton who's a ger. How do you have a ger cut midoraisa? There's a pasuk in the Torah. If it's all midin zchia, and ain zchia lekatan min haTorah, and ain zchia lekatan min haTorah, so how then can the Torah talk about a ger who's a katan? And the Gemara talks about it. It says that Imein lish goel Hashem Ushav Hashem lakoin, that if the nigzel, if someone steals, and the nigzel is no krovim, so the gazlan pays the keren and the chomesh to the kohen of that mishmar in the Beis HaMikdash. Imein lish goel. What do you mean? Is there a Jew who doesn't have a goel? Doesn't have a relative? So rather, it's talking about gezel ager, and it's the Torah says ish. Ish, if he's an adult, you have to check if he is a goel, because maybe he had children after he was misgayer. But a cut, you don't have to check, because he's not going to have he's not going to have children. But how do you have a ger katan? This is din Torah. And if it's midin schia, ain schia lekatan midaraisa, ain schia lekatan. That's Tosis kasha. Tosis answers that we have it by a ger katan muberes shenis gairo. That ben in a tzricha tefila and tzricha tefila of a ger mina Torah d'Israel gamru. So he says that Tosa says that a muberes that's mizgayeres, her son doesn't need tvila and he's a ger min haTorah and he's a Yisrael gomer. And this Rabbi Kiveger asks, Vani Tameya, then he also lay tvila, then ze chatzitza mishum dahainu rabbi say, mikom akom geris ein kan. You're right. The tvila is a good tvila. The tvila is a good tvila. But this isn't considered geris. The cave in the kaimelan uber labi erachimahu. Uber is not part of his mother's thigh. Kaimelan the cotton less lay zechia menatara. Imkain man mishavi le ger. Who makes him into a ger? It's not a ger. Tefila is a good tefila, but a ger? Uber lavi erachimo, and katan has no schia min haTorah. So he says he's a mother, he's a gioris, he's not a ger. So that's the problem that we're dealing with. But now that we have this long derech, as the Rabbi Aaron writes, Higana l'machos chavtzeinu, we can answer the kash of Tos, how do you have a ger midaraisa? Diladvarenu shapir mashkachin and ger katan midaraisa. According to what we're saying, there is a ger katan midaraisa. Va'biur bazeh. Ki kshanu danam ala nachwe abalafanenu lizgayer imu katan v'tzorach lizchiyas bezdin o shikvarei gia lechlal gadlus. Ain't a davrik totally klal, lo be yud gimel shanim, v'lo ba'avos shtei sayres shem dinei gadlus shel Yisrael, ki a gadlus shel dinei Yisrael a gadlus shel ish, v'gadlus zoyin ha'sheches b'nei Noach. When we're talking about a goy that comes to be mizgayer, is he a katan, and he needs zechiyah of beizdin, or he reached gadlus, it's not totally if he's 13 years old. That's a Jewish law, but he's not Jewish. You know what a goy has to be a gadol? He has to be a Ben Das. And if this Ben Noach who's coming before us has Das Legeris, he doesn't need any Zechiyah Idei based in. He's Mizgayer Ba'atzmo and he has Geris Doraisa. He doesn't need Zechiyah based in. He's a Gadol. And even though when he becomes a Ger, he's going to be a Yisrael Katan. He's not yet 13. And then you bring Shtei Cyrus. But that doesn't mean that Linian Geris is not a Gadol. Shrei lo din Yisrael shiyachu bo matrich as a Gadlus. Shrei lo Yisrael uzesh tzorach as a Geris kim anochri. V'anochri din a Gadlus tohol rak b'das. So how do you have a Ger? Katan midoraisa. That is Geris midoraisa. And he's still a Katan. The answer is very simple. Alt Goy, he was a Gadol. He's an 11-year-old guy, a bright guy. He's got plenty of das. We're going with the Rashba that it's all. That by us it's a din shir of 13, and by a guy it's telling his das, and that's the famous Chasam Sofer, that a guy is already a gadol when he has das. So you have an 11-year-old guy, and he's misgayer on his own. He doesn't need the. It's not al das based in. He's being misgayer al gadol. There's no zechiyah here, and he's a ger doraisa, but he's a ger katan, because now he's a Jew, and he's not yet 13. You see an amazing thing. He went from being a goy to a Jew, and he went from being a gadol to a katan. But that's how you have a case of a ger katan midaraisa. And that's why the Gemara at the beginning of Perek Ben Saramara could talk about a ger katan shein lo goalim that died, and he didn't have children. He was only 11 years old, because the din holada is totally in the sheer godless of Israel. It's not totally in the din of godless. It's of das. It's totally if you reach the age of 13, so you have an 11-year-old. And he has das, and he's misgayer, and he's a ger doraisa. But now he's a Jew, he's a ger kata, and you know they didn't have children yet, he was only 11. So about him, it says you don't have to check to see if he has children. So that's how you have a mitzius of a ger katan, the oraisa, and for the kasha of Tosfos. So we still have a lot more to talk about. Oh, we have a lot more to talk about. But this was Gevaldik, and Amir Tzashem, we will see continued Niflos Mitaras Hashem. Very much hoping and very excited, because there is so much good stuff to come. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.